Chapter 5, Finance. Wages. The efficient colporteur as well as the minister should have a sufficient remuneration for his services. But none should labor with the expectation of receiving their reward in this life, their eyes should be fixed steadfastly upon the prize at the end of the race. The worker who has the cause of God at heart will not insist on receiving the largest remuneration. He will not plead as some of our youth have done, that unless he can make a stylish and elegant appearance, and board at the best hotels, he will not be patronized. Let all such be excused from entering the work. What the canvasser needs is not the faultless apparel or the address of the dandy or the fop, but that honesty and integrity of character which is reflected in the countenance. Kindness and gentleness leave their impress upon the face, and the practiced eye sees no deception, detects no pomposity. Unless our brethren are willing for the truth to be misrepresented and misapprehended, they must exercise discretion in selecting canvassers and colporteurs. All real workers should receive good pay, but the sum should not in any wise be increased to buy canvassers, for this course hurts them. It makes them selfish and spendthrifts. Seek to impress them with the spirit of true missionary work, and with the qualifications essential to success. Some of the workers in the canvassing field are making no sacrifices. When the way is all prepared for them, and they can secure the highest commission, they are willing to enter the field. Many inducements are presented to canvassers to handle popular books, large commissions are offered them, and many refuse to work for less in circulating books that treat on present truth. Therefore, the inducements have been increased to correspond to those offered by other publishers, and as a consequence, the expense of getting our publications before the people is large. Many of the canvassers obtain their money easily, and spend it freely. Young men can be trained to do much better work than has been done, and on much less pay than many have received. Lift up the standard, and let the self-denying and self-sacrificing, the lovers of God and of humanity, join the army of workers. Let them come, not expecting ease, but to be brave and of good courage under rebuffs and hardships. Let those come who can give a good report of our publications, because they themselves appreciate their value,